The Ketchikan Gateway Borough Assembly rejected an ordinance last night that would have added prayer to the regular meeting agenda. KRBD's Layla Carey has more.
Borough Assembly chambers were packed, and most were there because of the proposed prayer ordinance. 10 spoke in favor, and many others stood up when asked who in the audience wanted prayer added to assembly meetings. Many of the speakers were ministers. Fred Adams is pastor of a Free Methodist church in Ward Cove. He says giving a little time to the Supreme Being has always brought a blessing.
I believe that this blessing has caused our nation to prosper in a very powerful way.
Jeff White of the Lighthouse Church of God notes that the Pledge of Allegiance includes a prayer and that prayer is a historic tradition in the United States. Pastor Bill White of that same church says there are many people in other nations who pray fervently.
I don't think any of us, if we get an opportunity to pray here, will command the whole group to bow five times on their face and pray, or any other system like that. But there are those who's praying against what you're doing, against what you represent.
Two speakers turned in petitions bearing signatures of those in favor of prayer before meetings. On the other side of the issue were 8 speakers. Don Westland says the assembly is not a church. It's a place of government business.
You will alienate me from this assembly if you pass Ordinance 1740, because I do not believe in God, and there's other people who probably do not.
Becky King says that just because prayer is traditional or that other legislative bodies are praying or have prayed in the past doesn't mean the Ketchikan Assembly should make it part of the agenda.
Giving prayer an official place on the agenda makes me feel that if I do not pray and do not participate, you will not give my opinions the same weight as someone who does. I will not be voting for anyone who supports this proposal. You are here to unite the community, not needlessly divide it.
During assembly discussion of the issue, several members noted that there is nothing in borough code that prevents anyone from offering a prayer during the regular public comment. But by placing prayer on the agenda, Alan Bailey says he's worried the assembly would alienate some members of the community. John Harrington described his devoutly religious background and his belief that prayer would help the assembly make better decisions. He went on to say that he was not in favor of the ordinance.
This is something that is personal between us and our Creator. It is something we need to bring to this table as a part of our decision-making process.
The main motion to add prayer to the regular assembly agenda failed in a 2-5 vote. After the vote, Pastor Bill White asked for a clarification. He wanted to make sure it would be okay for him or anyone else to offer a prayer during public comment, not part of the regular meeting agenda. Mayor David Landis said the presiding officer has leeway on that issue.
Personally, I would enjoy hearing from you.
Okay, thank you.
Later, Assemblymember Todd Phillips said he was a little worried that public comment might be taken over by people coming to pray. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.